producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Thing lost, or those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. They're saying yoga now may improve symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Now, RA, as we call it, is an autoimmune disease where the body begins, or the immune system rather, begins to attack the joints, thinks that something is wrong. And they're saying that young patients now with rheumatoid arthritis may feel better after practicing yoga for just 6 weeks, a new study shows. Researchers reported their findings here last week at the American Pain Society's annual meeting. It seems to be very feasible practical treatment for patients with rheumatoid arthritis. One of the researchers, Kristen Lung, said in a study, she said the results were not surprising. So the women on the wait list for yoga classes did not experience the improvements. So they're finding that, which is really good. I mean, yoga is amazing. If you've never done it, it's phenomenal for your health. It's a great exercise. It increases relaxation of the body. It strengthens your core like nothing else. And it's just incredible for it's relaxation, but it's strenuous at the same time. So it increases your flexibility. It increases your kind of your overall body awareness. A lot of people think yoga, yes, it does have Eastern roots to it and that sort of thing. People get all freaked out. The thing is New Age and all. Use it for what it is. If you're not into that side of it, you don't have to be in the spiritual side of it. Use it for what it is. And, you know, let it, you know, really let it be a part of your life, I think, as far as your exercise routine. Even if you do it one day a week. Even if you don't have rheumatoid arthritis. You know, it's a great, great tool to add into the toolbox to promote and increase your overall health. Quote for the day comes from Albert Einstein. Says, the most incomprehensible thing about the world is that it is all comprehensible. Think about that one. Mike, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
This good to talk with you.
It's good to talk to you, too. I've taken a lot of your principles and applied to my life, and I'm doing very well, and I appreciate you very much.
But thank you.
I have a question for my wife. She was having trouble with her legs getting weak and being tired whenever she would walk. She's having some pains in her right side, and she went to her doctor, and they couldn't find anything wrong, so they decided to do a scan of her whole body, and they found a spot on her brain. So her doctor sent her to a neurologist and wanted to see if maybe any of these symptoms could be directly related to this spot in her brain, and the neurologist says it's not. So he went ahead and had some other blood work and some other CAT scans, which was of her chest, stomach, and pelvis,
mm-hmm.
and wanted to see if there's this spot. He's thinking that it might be glioma, maybe possibly a tumor, and he didn't know if it was a primary location or possibly a secondary, so he had these other tests run, and all of those have come back clean or clear. So he suggested that we see a neurosurgeon to discuss what options we should do as regarding this spot on her brain. We have an appointment Tuesday to see the neurosurgeon, and my question was to see what we should talk to him as far as options, or what should we do? Because I don't know, it's kind of kind of a scary situation, brain surgery. We don't know if that would be the best option or if, because they really don't know for sure that this is a tumor. They said it possibly could be some scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in too deep for them to do any biopsy.
Yeah.
So would you have any suggestions?
No, you really just got to, you have to go with what they say. I mean,
what's
at this point.
Neurosurgeon?
Yeah, at the neurosurgeon. Because at this level, when you're dealing with something in the brain, there's nothing, you don't want to start messing around. I mean, you don't even want to go any route. You want to get all the information from the neurosurgeon and then go from there. Because it's so specialized at that point. I mean, your lifestyle choices always need to be better, okay? Because you're dealing with, even if it's a glioma, you're dealing with abnormal cell growth. And, you know, that takes a long period of time to happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in 6 weeks. So the lifestyle choices, from the foods that you eat to exercise or not, to getting plenty of rest and avoiding stress, all these types of things are really important. And so, you know, those can always be modified and you can kind of get started with that. But I mean, at the end of the day, at this point, at this level, there's no super wisdom that I would have to give you, because really you just need to go to the neurosurgeon and even maybe get a second opinion, which I'm a big fan of. And there's counsel in the wisdom of many. And it is really, really, I think, vital at this point to make sure you do get all the info and all the facts and get everybody on board and everybody on the same team and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think all that's important, really, with what you're facing and what she's facing at this point. But don't let it scare you. I know it just seems like the unknown, kind of uncharted territory, and it's just really, really kind of scary. But at the end of the day, do your homework, do your research, know the ins and the outs, and of course, keep hope as strong as possible. You being the cheerleader and other family members being cheerleaders as well can make a huge difference in this overall equation. Okay, but keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, they're diet and lifestyle related. So realize this. If the body can get sick, we have so much control over how we can go to the next level. And we really can make a difference if we're willing to change our lifestyle and willing to go to the next level with our health. And so you don't have to be stuck. Don't feel like you have to be, because you're not. And our Wellness Provider Network, we're getting tons of calls and emails, and just, I like to tell you about it. Wellness Provider Network, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, and you can check them out at getwellproviders.com. Now, C-sections, they say now, may raise child obesity risk. Don't freak out, ladies, if you've had a C-section. Just understand that there's some risk factors. So they're saying childhood obesity and the cesarean delivery rates have skyrocketed over the last few decades. And birth by C-section was associated with a twofold increase in obesity at age 3. The study by investigators from Harvard Medical School and Harvard School of Public Health said that surgical delivery has recently been linked to an increased risk for allergy and asthma in children. But research examining the impact of C-section delivery on weight in childhood has been a little mixed. So the newly published study, they did it around 1,200 kids, and they actually found that the C-section delivery was strongly linked to early childhood obesity. 1 in 3 children in the U.S. now delivered by C-section, which, that's amazing. So not that many kids. I mean, a lot of kids not doing natural birth. So they're linking that strong. There's different theories. But, of course, if the mother is overweight, unable to carry, many times that can be passed in, they're saying. So it's a theory, and there's some links, so we'll keep you posted as time goes on. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Grove at 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. Also, don't forget our preferred wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition and lifestyle-based care to take you from where you are to where you need to be. And the network of these folks are growing every single day. Just let our team members know, and we'll get you the help that you need. Cheryl, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I've got a real bad back. I've had it for about 7 or 8 years now. I'm on medication. I've been through all the epidurals and the radio frequency where they burn the nerves out. But lately, it's my legs are so bad that I get maybe an hour's sleep. If I even touch my legs together, they are just, it's unbearable, the pain of it. I don't know. It feels like it's either in my muscles or the bones all the way down my legs. It's not sciatic. I've had that before, so it's not that. I've started taking numerous amounts of vitamins. The magnesium helps some. I take that. I take Noni. I take B-complex, the D's.
You're taking all these supplements. You're taking all these supplements for back pain?
Well, I'm taking it just to try to feel better. My pain level is at a point right now. I'm doing good to walk at all.
Okay.
I'm pretty much bedridden. Right now, maybe I can get up, stand up maybe 3 or 4 minutes at a time. It's gotten unbearable. It's unbearable.
Bless your heart.
My blood pressure today was way up. Last month when I went to my doctor, it was 71 over 59. Now today it was 145 over 94. But I was in a lot of pain when I went today, so I don't
know. Is the pain itself just is isolated in the lower back? Does it go down the legs or?
Oh, both legs.
Both legs.
It was just sciatica, I believe. But now, I know they said I needed both hips replaced. So I know I've got a lot of arthritis in my legs too. But
have you been to?
It feels like it's my muscles or my bones all the way down through my legs or muscle. I don't know.
Have you had your vitamin D levels checked in blood work?
No, I take 2 400-milligram of D every night.
I understand, but it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, have you had it checked with blood work?
No.
Because just taking 800 IUs of vitamin D is not going to do a whole lot, especially if you're really deficient and you've got this kind of pain going on. A lot of times, pain like this can be a result of a very low level of vitamin D over a long period of time. And your numbers on the range in the blood test, which your physician can do, are between 30 and about 100. And you always want the numbers to be on the high end of the range, so between about 70 and 90 is a real good place to keep those numbers. You might want to talk to your doctor about that. But have you done any type of evaluation by either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician? Have you gone to any of those treatment methods?
Oh, yeah. I got bacterial meningitis back in 2005 after an epidural. So for about a year, I quit really on all of that. I was taking a morphine base for pain. But then I contracted mania, so they told me not to go back on the morphine-based items. So I'm pretty much off of everything. I tried Opana last month. I tried to get off all of them, so I went to a 5-milligram Opana.
So if you've got pain in both legs, and how long did you go see? Did you see an osteopath or did you see a chiropractic physician?
Well, I haven't seen a chiropractor. They told me not to go to that. I've had a neurosurgeon, 2 neurosurgeons, and one orthopedic surgeon that told me that surgery for my back was out of the question, that there was no option for that because of the multi-levels of it.
Right.
Uh, the stenosis and the degenerative disc. I've got almost all levels are bulging. I've got still two herniated. I go back for my next MRI next week. I have to wait a year each time, so I'm going to go back next week for that and see how bad.
If you haven't gone to see a chiropractic physician, I think you might want to go have a consultation with one. Because if you've gone every route possible, which it sounds, just by listening to you, it sounds like you've been all the way around the gamut, then the most natural way with back pain and with any type of spinal care that's non-surgical, either a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, which is a DO that still actually practices that sort of therapy, is a really good route to get some kind of consultation. I mean, if you're going non-surgical and you want to be as natural as possible, I would at least get some form of consultation at that point just to see what they could offer, because with you being in that much pain, the pills aren't going to do it. All you're doing is putting a Band-Aid over it at this point, and you're just masking it, and it's managing, but it's not going to get to the root cause of anything. And unless you've gone that route and at least seen if it's going to help your body, I would definitely look down that road. A lot of people can knock that type of care, but it's actually some of the best care you can get with what you're dealing with if it's non-surgical, highly trained. So when you say they told you not to go see it, I mean, see a chiropractic physician, I disagree with that. That's like they saying don't go see an acupuncturist, or they saying who's they. I wouldn't really give a rip. If it was my body, I would want every bit of analysis I could get if I'm in pain. So there's no wonder supplement. The Noni and all this other stuff you're taking, that's not going to get to the root cause at all. When you got chronic pain, a couple things to think about. One, have your structure looked at by someone that's a structural expert, like an osteopath or a chiropractic physician. Two, you want to cut down inflammation in the body by the foods that you eat, because your foods are everything. So you might want to look at like a good anti-inflammatory diet that could be helpful, and that can lay the foundation. Not to go against what your doctors are saying, but you've got to think about yourself, too, and make your own choices. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, our DNA, they're saying, now may decide how nice we are. Think about that for a minute. Now we're blaming it on the genetics, right? So somebody's a jerk. They flip you off when you're driving down the road. Just say it's in their DNA. They can't help it. So they're saying, are nice people really born that way? Well, partly a new study suggest, but genes don't tell the whole story. They say the new research adds to the evidence linking specific genes to kindness and generosity. But these traits are also influenced by views about whether the world was a threatening or non-threatening place. So parents, obviously that plays a big role in your part. So although DNA may influence behavior, people do not come pre-programmed to be kind or mean or altruistic or selfish, says lead researcher Michael Pullen, PhD, at the University of Buffalo. He says, we're not just puppets of our genes, Pullen said. Genes influence niceness in combination with perceptions of social threat, which come by our past and present experiences. Pullen and colleagues from the University of Buffalo and the University of California, Irvine, focused on the research in closely related hormones, oxytocin and vasopressin, which have previously been linked to social behaviors, including love, generosity, and empathy. So they wanted to find out how expression of the two genes interacted with people's experiences and feelings to affect behavior. To do this, they surveyed people via the internet about their views on civic responsibilities, such as whether they considered it their duty to report crimes or pay taxes, and whether they participated in charitable activities such as giving blood or attending PTA meetings. A lot of fun that is, for sure, PTA. Not knocking the PTA, I'm just saying. So the study participants were also asked if they viewed other people as basically good or bad, and if they saw the world as more threatening than non-threatening. About 700 of those who participated also provided saliva samples for DNA analysis, which showed that whether they had specific genetic receptors for oxytocin or vasopressin, that they've been linked to traits associated with niceness. So people who reported finding the world to be a threatening place were generally less likely to exhibit social behaviors linked to niceness, such as charitable giving, unless they had these versions of the genes. So the study appears in this month's issue of the Journal of Physiological Science. It's interesting, though. We all have different personality types. And, of course, even though we can have a genetic link there, the social interaction from when you're a child and how you view the world, your surroundings, your environment, they do play a role. I do believe, though, regardless, that we can put it all on environment. We can put it on genetics. But at the end of the day, it comes down to choice, because anyone can choose to rise above where they come from or to rise above the hate. Rise above the hate. So anyone can rise above. They really can. But you have to choose it. And you have to work on yourself and realize that your circumstances and your upbringing don't determine who you are, unless you want it to. If you want it to, then it will. But it doesn't have to. And you can determine how you're going to choose to treat others, to impact others, to be selfish or not, to make a difference or not. But it all comes down to you. I believe that we have the power to choose. And it's up to us to make the right choices in all of that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Let's go now to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dr. Edgar. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Hey, my question is, do you have an opinion of taking food-grade diatomaceous earth?
All right. Now, let me catch you on this one. Do I have any information or do I have an opinion on eating dirt?
Well, it's diatomaceous earth, E-A-R-T-H, which is dirt.
Let's just call it what it is.
Okay, so what it is, all right.
I mean, you can dress it up all you want to.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, do I think it's okay to eat dirt?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line, right?
Well, it's... I don't know. Online, there were some testimonials that it's supposed to cure or lower blood pressure and cholesterol and other things. So.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. When you grow vegetables, where do they grow from?
Well, they grow out of the dirt. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So they grow out of the dirt. And the reality is that pretty much everything we eat that's of good value comes out of the ground. Regardless of your belief system, we're all made from dirt, right? So,
yeah.
Dust of the earth, however you want to call it. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everything comes from that. So yeah, I mean, is it good for you? Absolutely. And the soil determines the quality of the food, right? So the better the soil, the better the food, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Vegetables and whatnot. So if the soil's bad, the food's bad. If the soil's good, the food's pretty good. So the reality is the greatest thing about dirt is that it can provide what we have soil-based organisms, healthy bacteria that can increase our immune system and increase our flora, bacterial flora. And there have been supplements made actually based around that concept. But it's always good, I think, to get good soil-based organisms as part of your diet. And I think you ought to eat dirt. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. You want to go eat dirt, man? All power to you. If you want to go spend $80 a month on dirt because it's supposed to be the special dirt from wherever, knock yourself out. It's not going to make you sick. Probably help your bacterial gut and your flora. But is it the wonder cure-all and it's going to make your blood pressure go down and it's going to – let me ask you a question. Let me just ask this real quick.
All right.
What have you been diagnosed with at this point?
Oh, with nothing.
Okay, just nothing. So you're looking just for prevention.
Well, excuse me, pardon me. I do have high cholesterol, like 220 or something like 230.
Did they put you in a statin drug?
No, no.
So they just said, let's watch it, right?
Exactly, but I was actually going online and looking for, believe it or not, a flea killer. Get this, I mean, and this diatomaceous earth came up, right? And as I was reading through there, it was also the food grade diatomaceous earth. And I started reading these testimonials from folks about who were taking it, and supposedly it drops your cholesterol. So I just wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah, I totally get it. But the thing is that the dirt itself is not going to drop your cholesterol, and it's not going to change your blood pressure and all that. That's just a bunch of bunk. I mean, if you want to change your blood pressure, start exercising more, eat healthy, and eat better organic foods. And there's some strategic things you can do for cholesterol, such as keeping the liver healthy, because the cholesterol is produced in the liver. And so you can do a liver cleanse. I talk a lot about that in my book. There's ways to do that. You can use milk thistle. You can cut down on the saturated fats. You can increase your healthy fats like your fish oils, your almonds, your avocados, those kind of things, which makes a huge difference in your lipid profile and your cholesterol. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. Red yeast rice is really good for cholesterol. Eating eggs every single day will just plummet your cholesterol and get it back into the normal range. The egg yolk contains components that has been proven to help lower cholesterol. It's the opposite of conventional thought, where it will make your cholesterol worse. That's kind of old news from the 50s. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot you can do. I'm not a big fan. I don't like silver bullets because there's no free lunch. All right. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care who comes out with some wonder, whatever, with all this research, and they found the secret ingredient in the bottom of the tip of India by the Indian Ocean, and these people lived to be 195 years old, and we've now brought it to America, and we put it in a bottle, and now this multi-level marketing company, we have the answer. And we want you to go tell all our friends. And I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking MLMs or anything like that or any of that thing. I'm not at all. As I think they do good work. A lot of the companies do. And I think the concept of building people, I'm not knocking any of that. I think it's cool. So, but I'm just saying the concept of the silver bullet, if you notice, they come and go. If you look at them, they have come, they've been hot, and then they've gone. And notice that if everybody was drinking some juice or taking some pill, then the hospitals would just all close down because, I mean, we would just, everybody be healthy. I take my two pills and take my greens and my reds and take my, drink my liquid. And then, hey, I don't have cancer anymore. And hey, and everybody would just be healthy. Doesn't work like that. There's a lot of strategy into making better lifestyle choices. And I'm not saying this, you're just getting me on a tangent because of the concept of it. Is the dirt okay? I'm sure it's fine. But so is the dirt, in certain areas where they're nutrient rich, and the foods are going to serve you. And 3 years ago, drinking more water and sleeping better and cutting down the stress, all these kind of basic things that we talk about here on the show, literally, man, they really matter and they really make a big difference. And you'll see things come and go. You'll read some really cool things and think, wow, that could be really healthy. If you already have a good foundation, then that's great. Then if you want to take a little dirt, drink a little juice, take a couple of pills here, it's no problem because you've got your foundation strong. Problem is that people don't have a good foundation and they want to take the wonder pills and then they still don't get the results they need. So there's my 2 cents or 4 cents or 6 cents, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can check us out online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget our preferred wellness providers. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe all this stuff that we talk about here on the show. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Connect with
with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're struggling with, understand this. The body changes every single day. So each day, old cells die off, new cells form. That's good news. You know why? Because our body completely turns over about every year. So that means we get a brand new body every so often. And so with that, and I'll give you some hope, because if you've been living a certain way for a certain period of time, you can change. So if it's weight loss or if it's blood pressure or cholesterol or whatever it is, anxiety, depression, you don't have to be stuck where you are. There's a lot of things you can do to change. The body's pretty amazing in how it can adapt. And I was talking with another colleague, physician friend of mine, and we were just talking about how the body is so resilient. And it is amazing how the body can regenerate and how it can change. But you have to give the right fuel. You have to give it the right tools. You have to give it the right stuff that it needs so it can change. But the question is, are you willing to do that? Because no one else can make those kind of decisions but you. Only you can. Let's go to Roger now. Roger, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I was diagnosed 22 years ago with chronic fatigue syndrome. And I've went to many doctors and went to many meetings of people who went to many doctors. Seemed like nobody got help other than a temporary help, and then they were back to being extremely tired, fatigued, trouble with their concentration. So I'm seeing a doctor, and I wonder what your opinion is on chelation treatment.
Chelation for chronic fatigue or just chelation in general?
Well, both, because that's what he's treating me with, this chelation, with trying to remove toxic metals that I had tests done through hair analysis that showed I was high in lead, cadmium, and some other metal. And his belief is that would cause the symptoms of chronic fatigue if you have these heavy metals.
Yeah, they can. I agree with that. And I've seen a lot of research behind that. So, yeah, I mean, that can be a root cause. But, I mean, you've had all the blood testing done, right? And they said everything was fine. All your hormones, everything they've checked. And they've checked cortisol levels. They've checked everything, right?
Yeah. Many doctors have over the years. And everything was normal and very good. But cortisol was off, which I believe is to your adrenal glands. Someone said I probably burned out my adrenal glands with a business I had working many hours under a lot of stress. And that's why my cortisol levels are probably off.
Yeah.
They were very low in the morning and then started to go up where they're supposed to be very high in the morning and come down. And testosterone was a little bit low. And I'm a male, 58 years old.
Okay. Well, I mean, all those can play a big role. I think going down the chelation route is not a bad thing, but there's probably more to it than that of why your body's kind of in this rut and why you're in a place where you're just constantly tired. The adrenal gland concept of being burned out is definitely a good theory. And if you are working a lot of long hours and you do go really hard at a business, it can completely wear you out. So that is one thing you definitely got to be concerned about. But the recovery process is what you have to look at. So is that the right thing? Well, maybe as far as chelation goes, is it bad? No. Is it the answer? I don't know that it is, because there's probably more factors to that. And that's a long conversation, but just briefly with the time we have, do you wake up tired and have a lot of energy at night currently?
Fluctuates from time to time. It could be times where I get up and I'm tired from the morning throughout the day. It could get up where I feel good in the morning, but then an hour or two, like after I would, you know, get washed, I could be tired. It could be I'm good after I wash and get something to eat, then I'm extremely tired. It varies. It fluctuates. But
how
it's rare
that
I would have one whole day, let alone two whole days in a row, where I'd be like, say I was, I don't know, 30 years ago, where I wasn't so tired all the time.
Okay, but how long has it been since you've been this tired? I mean, 2 years? What's the exact time frame?
22 years it started, but that was extremely bad for the first 4 years. I hardly got out of the house for the first 4 years, and I slept, there were times I slept 20 hours out of 24 hours in a day for the first 4 years, and then it got better, and then it starts to go up and down like a roller coaster.
When did you have this business that you were talking about that just wore you out?
I stopped 22 years ago, and then the wife tried to run it, but she couldn't, and closed it down about 3 years after I stopped working there.
And what have you been doing since that for 20 years? Have you worked?
Well, no, part-time as a tutor, because I went trying to go back to school to try to get an education to get another job. And I went from starting with RN nursing and then switched to biotech, and I got a 4-year degree in biotechnology, but there doesn't seem to be jobs out there. So I was doing tutoring for a while. Then the school laid me off because they said financial difficulties of the cutbacks from states and government money.
So 22 years ago, you had a job and a business that you're doing great in, but it kind of folded. So during that time before that, you had a lot of energy, right, when you were running the business?
Yes.
Yeah, blowing and going, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so a big thing is with men is we get a lot of who we are and our energy from our purpose in life and what we do. So for 22 years, the business folded. Your wife couldn't run it. She folded it. You feel like a failure, like it just completely came in glued, and you've never been able to really recover and produce from there. My challenge to you is come out of the fog that you're in is to find what you're passionate about and begin working. Now, I don't care if you're 58, it doesn't matter what your age is, and get back into a real steady purpose and see what that will do for your overall health. Believe it or not, that's one of the biggest keys in chronic fatigue and underlying fatigue are those kind of issues. Puts another hour in the charts. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.